White House tells Senate Democrats to take the Clarity Act. When White House crypto advisor Patrick Witt told CoinDesk that Senate Democrats should accept the victory they have already secured in negotiations over the Clarity Act, the market structure bill that would divide oversight of digital assets between U.S. regulators. The comment, surfaced by CoinMarketCap on July 25, 2026, frames the months-long standoff as effectively resolved on the substance, with only politics left to settle. Witt's argument is direct. Democrats spent much of the negotiation pressing for language that would restrict how President Trump and his family can profit from crypto ventures while he holds office. According to Witt, that language is now in the draft. The message to the other side of the aisle: the concession has been made, so declare the win and let the bill move. The concession at the center of the fight. The dispute over Trump's personal crypto interests has been the hardest knot in the Clarity Act talks. Trump-linked ventures, including a stablecoin issuer and a meme coin, turned the question of presidential conflicts of interest from an abstraction into a concrete sticking point. Senate Democrats made curbs on those dealings, a condition of their support. Witt's framing is that they got what they asked for. A White House advisor publicly telling one party that it already holds a signed concession is a negotiating move, not a neutral status update. It shifts the burden. If the limits are real and already on the page, continued opposition starts to look like obstruction rather than principle. The counterread is just as available. A concession described by the other side's advisor is not the same as a concession the recipients consider adequate. Democrats who have reviewed earlier drafts pushed back on the substance while agreeing to stay at the table, and language that satisfies a White House aide may still fall short of what those senators will sign. Until the bill text is public and scored by both camps, victory is a claim, not a fact. A floor vote already on the calendar. The timing gives Witt's comment its weight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune has signaled a floor vote in the near term, regardless of whether a bipartisan deal is finalized. With a vote looming, the White House has an incentive to lock in the narrative that the remaining objections are political theater rather than open substantive gaps. For crypto firms, the market structure question is the one that matters most. The Clarity Act would draw the line between which tokens fall under the Securities and Exchange Commission and which sit with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, a boundary that has driven years of enforcement fights and jurisdictional guesswork. A passed bill would give exchanges, issuers, and custodians a rulebook to build against instead of litigating case by case. That regulatory uncertainty is not academic for anyone building payment products on top of digital assets. Card issuers, stablecoin rails, and custody providers all price in the risk that a token or a business line gets reclassified. Clearer statutory lines reduce that overhang, which is part of why the industry has watched the Clarity Act more closely than the day-to-day noise around it would suggest. Politics still outrun the text. There is a second obstacle Witt's optimism does not resolve. Reporting has connected the broader market structure effort to a court filing describing how Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick allegedly helped kill a tougher crypto bill while serving as Tether's banker. And the bill's fate has been tied to questions about Trump's own ethics exposure. Those threads make it harder for Democrats to simply accept a win and move on, because the political cost of appearing to bless Trump-linked crypto profits does not disappear just because a conflict of interest clause exists on paper. Markets, for their part, are not treating the legislative drama as a near-term catalyst. Bitcoin traded at $63,956, down 2.4% over 24 hours, with Ether at $1,855, 2.1%, and the broader tape red as of July 25, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 35 in fear territory. Regulatory clarity is a structural tailwind, not a same-day price mover. And the current pullback reflects macro positioning rather than anything happening in the Senate. The next real signal to watch item now is the bill text and the floor vote schedule, not the advisor's characterization of it. If Thune brings the Clarity Act to the floor, and Democrats who negotiated the Trump limits vote for it, Witt's take-the-win framing holds up. If those same senators vote no or force further changes, the concession was not the settled matter the White House described.